Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you to our Chris Miles Money Show. This is all about how to create more cash flow and freedom and better quality of life today, not about waiting and hoping and praying for something that's going to happen maybe 30, 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and freedom right now. Just want to remind you, you can always check out great information on at our website, www.moneyripples.com. Have some great blogs, new things that get brought up. A lot of times the topics that we cover on the podcast are oftentimes first brought up in the blog. So check that out. We've got great events coming up, especially in the year 2015. We've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. And also, if you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. There's lots of great information, lots of wonderful guests we've had. So don't miss out. It's just awesome. So today I want to welcome our special guest today. This is someone who's become a friend of mine and have such amazing respect for. I tell you all the time, I tell this every time we have a guest, that everybody I bring on here are people that are legitimate. They're real. They're people that actually are doing it. They're not just talking about it, right? They're not posers. You know, they're not people that just talk the talk but don't walk the walk. I want people that are real and that can really give you some great value for these few minutes that we have here with you. So this particular guest here is Amber Smithson. And I've known her for about a year now and met her husband, Jared, who's just a powerhouse team together as well. Amber is actually a great health coach with a company called Take Shape for Life. Has a great website also called healthcanbesimple.com that you should definitely go and check out if you want to get some great information on some of these health tips. But she's a health coach, and she's coached hundreds, if not thousands. I'd probably say in the thousands. Would you say so, Amber?
Yeah, and especially team-wide. I mean, personally, it's probably about 1,000 people, but team-wide, thousands every month.
Oh, that's it, huh? That's awesome. Yeah, so obviously, I mean, personally coached a ton, plus you have a whole team. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. No, we have a whole team of health coaches who work with us and who are helping people one-on-one getting healthy every month.
Awesome. Well, cool. So Amber, tell us a little bit more about what led you down this path. Like, what's your story behind this?
Thanks for asking me, and just thanks for having me on the show, too, Chris. I'm just really honored to be asked to be on the Money Ripple show because you said how much you admire me. Same for you. So I'm really honored to be on today.
Well, and thank you. You can't tell, but
yeah.
I'm blushing.
So my story is an interesting one. I found out about 11 years ago that I had high cholesterol. I call it old man heart attack, levels cholesterol, which is no good when you're in your 20s, right? And
right.
I already knew that I was overweight. I had one of those fancy BMI scales, it's called a mirror. And so I already knew I was overweight. And I also had hypoglycemia. So every time I stood up out of a chair, I had to wait to regain my vision and hold on to the side of the chair. You know, blood sugar issues, not going really well, pre-diabetic. So I knew things weren't going that well. I knew that I was a lot heavier than I was when I got married. But the cholesterol thing was what got me. I said,
right.
You know what? There are real medical tests telling me that I am going towards sickness. So I decided to research and find out how I could get that cholesterol down, start getting healthy. And I ended up losing about 35 pounds, dropped my cholesterol over 60 points. And today I don't suffer any of the blood sugar issues from my hypoglycemia, and my blood sugars are in great ranges. And I've kept it off for 11 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's the big thing. A lot of people can lose weight and gain it all back, right, with their New Year's resolution or whatever it may be. So I definitely had a passion for health, and I had all these people coming to me saying, Amber, help me, oh my gosh, you look fabulous, you're so healthy, you know how to do it, help me do it. And what I found is that a lot of people with their busy lives and their schedules and they couldn't do it. They would try to count calories and work out every day and do all these things we know that we should be doing, but it would only last a week, and they'd quit. They'd go, oh, it's just too hard. I'm going to try again later when I have more time. And then I found Take Shape for Life, And the program was just so straightforward. It was just simple eating. It was simple learning, so you could keep it off. And you had that personal accountability of a coach. And I was like, I want to do that. My mom lost 35 pounds on the Take Shape for Life program. My dad lost 30. And I saw all my relatives melting away. And so I just caught the vision and started coaching. So my husband and I have been doing it for coming up on 6 years now. And we love it. It just makes sense.
Well, I was going to make Thanksgiving pretty interesting. I mean, all your relatives are, you know, now like 0.7. You know, they're like version 0.7 instead of version 2.0, right? They're all getting smaller and thinner. And now you probably have too much food at Thanksgiving, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Family gatherings are much different now. It used to be all, you know, pies and cookies. And you know, not to say I never eat a pizza pie or eat a cookie, but we're definitely more health conscious. And it's really exciting to see, you know, that my parents will be around longer to play with their grandkids and just how it ripples throughout your family.
Wow, that's fantastic. What a great story. And so in total, how many people, besides just your family, I mean, how many people do you think have really been, their lives have been blessed just from what you've been able to teach?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's thousands of people. And sometimes you even your personal client, that's not where it stops. I always say, you know, help a mom get healthy, you help a family get healthy. And
right.
The same can be said for the dad as well. But really, the mom, I mean, she's cooking the food, you know. So it's exciting. You know, I've seen clients who I'd be working with the mom or the dad, and they both will lose 30, 40, 50 pounds. And teenage children will get healthier, and just the healthy habits that, like I said, ripple through. I guess you like the word ripple, right?
We love that word. That's great. Well, I know I went to one of your trainings once. I was just floored. I mean, you've got great people who are very passionate about helping others do the same thing. But, I mean, two, I love seeing the success that they're having as well in their own lives, both financially, physically, I mean, everything.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's really exciting, you know, to not only help someone with just their physical health, but in Take Shape for Life, we concentrate on what we call the trilogy of optimal health. So
yeah.
Physical health is one, and then mental health is another, and then financial health. Because what we find is that if you are out of balance in any one of those three areas, it's going to affect the others, which I'm sure that you see on a daily basis as well.
Absolutely. That's huge. And there's a little thing we talked about in some of our other shows too, where you talk about doing like a daily morning routine, focusing in those very specific areas. More specifically, like the spiritual, mental, and physical, to help with the financial and the relationship with the social too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's definitely true. And it's not just losing weight. It's really in your head, you know, how you view yourself, what you see as your identity. You know, am I the type of person who eats salad for lunch, or am I the type of person who eats a greasy hamburger? You know, that those identity things that we see about ourselves will affect whether we gain the weight back. And then on the same token, financially, I'm sure you see this, is am I a person who saves money? Am I a person who just spends it all or lives paycheck to paycheck? Or it's the abundance versus scarcity mindsets. And there's so many things that go into optimal health all around.
Right. How much would you say, just with this physical aspect here, how much would you say is mental? Like, what percentage would you say is mental versus just the physical habits?
Oh, boy. Well, everything that, you know, you put in your mouth, you think about putting it in your mouth first, right?
True, yeah.
So I would say that it's probably 80% mental of whether or not you're going to – I mean, I think that people can lose the weight. You know, we see people yo-yo diet all the time.
Right.
And people can lose the weight just by sheer willpower alone sometimes. But like in the book Change Anything, willpower is exhaustible. You know, you can
right.
only white-knuckle it for so long. When it comes down to it, you really have to focus on your habits. you know, just those creating those new neural pathways in your brain that just make it automatic that you order a salad, or make it automatic that you're going to park farther away at the grocery store and get more steps in. You know, just these little things. We call it the daily habits of health.
Mm, I love that. I also love how, I swear, we read all the same books. Change Anything is one of my favorite books. That's a great one. Love that. So, well, cool. Tell us more of the principles that you teach along with this topic that you teach, so, that you feel kind of differentiates you guys.
Right. Well, one of the really main core principles that we teach as far as eating and habits is to eat every 2 to 3 hours. So you're going to be eating 5 to 6 smaller protein carbohydrate balanced meals every day. And what happens is that this really targets blood sugar. And a lot of times people say, you know what, my hormones are all out of whack. Oh, my doctor said I can't lose weight until I get my hormones regulated. Well,
right.
One thing that people don't realize is that insulin is a hormone. And insulin is the main thing that helps regulate your blood sugars. So how you eat, how you fuel your body is going to help regulate your hormones just, you know, as well as anything else. And obviously, I'm not a doctor. I'm not diagnosing anyone or telling them to go off any hormones their doctor told them to take. But anything that you can do, you know, I call it nutritional therapy, anything you can do eating right, that's going to help everything else in your body to run smoothly. So that's a huge factor that we teach, is the protein carb balance, small meals 5 to 6 times daily. Another thing is water drinking. Most people do not drink enough water, and that's, the water just really helps also regulate your hormones, and just all your systems work better when you're drinking enough water. And what's enough water? I recommend half your body weight in ounces. So if you don't mind me asking, Chris, how much do you weigh? You ready to say that to everybody?
Well, I don't know. My gross figure isn't what it used to be. But yeah, I weigh about 185.
Okay. So 185, you divide that by 2, and that's about 92 ounces of water per day. That would be your optimal level that you'd be shooting for.
Gotcha. Awesome. That's a simple formula.
Body
I like that.
Yeah, it makes it simple. So water is a huge one, but there's more to health than just what you eat, you know, and most people mm-hmm. would probably say it's what you eat and how you move, but there's even more to it than that. You know, regular exercise is so important, obviously. Everybody knows that, but it's also how you sleep. You know, are you getting mm-hmm. a good 7-8 hours of restful sleep per night? And also your stress levels are huge. You know, when you're stressed out to the max, your body is shooting a lot of those, you know, hormones that aren't so good for your health. It's good when you're in a situation where it's like fight or flight, right? You know, you're in a dangerous situation, you need to run away or pull the car off your baby or whatever. You need those hormones to really pump you up so you can have that super strength or whatever. But on a day-to-day basis, that's not good for your health to always be in the fight or flight and having those, you know, cortisol and these hormones pumping through your body. So stress reduction is huge too. So those are some of our major principles that we teach.
Awesome. And see, a lot of those principles, sometimes you'll hear from different sources. You know, what is the biggest reason you think is why your people tend to get results where a lot of people tend to yo-yo?
You know, I think that a lot of it is the mind, you know, that we work on with Take Shape for Life and having that coach. Sometimes
right.
when you feel like you're doing something on your own, then you don't have anyone to report into. And if you're not accountable for the goals that you're making, then a lot of times you're just, if you're only accountable to yourself, you're going to let yourself off the hook really easily.
Exactly.
So That's having so the coach true. Is, it's good. Someone who's, you know, walked the road, or who just really cares about you, is there to listen to you and to kind of hold the mirror up. Like, hey, you told me you wanted to be able to play with your grandkids and to ride bikes and that you really wanted this health. Do you still want that? So just holding the mirror up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that accountability is key. And you mentioned that book, Change Anything, where, you know, they talk about the six different variables, which I kind of combine into three ultimately, which, you know, obviously you mentioned one, which is the willpower and motivation. That's got to be there, but it's not everything. But you also have to change your environment. And then, as you're saying here, also changing the people you're around too, changing your surroundings that way or the people you associate with. And they got to be able to support.
Yep, it's so key. You know, we talk about doing a cupboard makeover, a fridge makeover, a bedroom makeover. You know, and sometimes it's helping people to be on your side, to be a supporter for you rather than a sabotager. And we call it the microenvironment of health, really looking at your environment and changing the things that are really going to help you to be successful, give you the best chances.
Oh, love it. That's awesome. And obviously it's proven because it's worked quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yep. I mean, when you do it right, obviously we have people who come and they want to do a diet and they treat it like a diet. And if you're going on a diet, you're going to get diet results. You might lose the weight, but 80% of people who diet, they gain it back within 2 years plus 10%. So you have to ask yourself, do you want diet results or you want long-term health program results, you know?
Exactly. Awesome. So for these last 10 minutes, I want to switch gears just a little bit, and I want to get more from your business expertise too. You know, something that whether somebody's in the health and wellness industry could apply or even any of us could apply in general. For you, because I know you've got just an absolute just kick butt business that you got going right now. You know, what do you feel are some of the biggest keys that have allowed you to be successful in your business today?
Yeah, no, I'd love to talk about that, Chris. As passionate as I am about health and helping people with their physical health, I'm probably equally or more so passionate about helping people with their business. Because when we have successful coaches on our team, that means more people getting healthy. So it's all, you know, a round robin there. But one of the biggest things that I think helps people when they first, you know, because there's an opportunity, obviously, for people to become a health coach. And it's really, you know, helping them just see what they're excited about and honing their story and just helping them, you know, remember how you felt when you lost the weight. A lot of our coaches are clients or they come to us just wanting to help people. Maybe they are in the health industry already as a personal trainer or a doctor, nurse practitioner, chiropractor. And, you know, what just really got you excited about helping people with their health and, you know, finding, helping them hone down their story to like their major points. Because what happens is when you're sharing your story, the other person is interested in you, but they're more interested in knowing how you can help them. So sharing your story in a way that's concise and helping them know what you're excited about and why you're doing this, but then always turning the conversation to the other person. You know, what do you want to create in your life? What do you want more of or what do you want less of in your life? And helping them to know if this is a fit. And so that's the next point that I want to bring out is that I help my coaches to get the mindset of being a farmer versus a hunter. So a farmer plants seeds. They plant the seeds and then they water them and the sun comes out and sunshine goes on them. And, you know, I'm not much of a gardener. I'm going to just be upfront about that. But I know from people telling me that some seeds come up right away, supposedly radishes. They just pop right up, right? Other seeds like asparagus take like a year or longer to germinate and you have to really baby them. And so people are the same way. You know, maybe a person that you're talking to about getting healthy, maybe they are ready right now. And they're like, hey, here's my credit card. I want to sign up. I'm ready right now to make changes in my life. That was me, you know, after I found out about my cholesterol. But there's other people that they're not ready yet. You know, maybe they're going to be ready next month or next year or 5 years, but really planting those seeds and then making sure you're watering them. So I encourage my coaches to help people to, you know, put people on their email list, basically. And we call it connections. staying connected to people, giving them some value, like a healthy recipe or a tip that they can utilize in their daily life right now, even if they're not ready to make a whole life transformation. Maybe they're ready to park their car, you know, at the farthest parking spot, or maybe they're ready to learn a deep breathing stress relief technique, but they're not ready for a whole life transformation yet. So keeping connected to them, you know, we send out a once or twice a month email with some value added, like I said. So that's just a couple of tips.
Yeah, I've gotten some of your emails and I've loved them. In fact, some of those recipes I've even forwarded on to Lindsay saying, hey, check this out. You should do this. And she's like, why do you keep sending me recipes? What do you want me to do? But no, there's great information there. I agree. So definitely nurturing that, like not just trying to hunt them and kill them. You're trying to really give people the right time, and you're planting those seeds, make sure that you're nurturing them and leading them down a path that leads them to wherever they want to go versus just trying to force them into that, which a lot of people try to do in business and it just doesn't work, right?
Right, exactly. So being the hunter, that would be someone who, you know, will try to convince someone to sign up for the health program or try to, you know, sweet talk them into it. And what happens is if that person isn't really ready, then they're not going to have success anyway. So to always right. be thinking of that person, what's best for that client.
Awesome. Love it. What else have been some great great resources or even some great strategies or tools you've learned being in business for the last decade or so?
So another thing I think is utilize the tools that you have, like social media. I mean, a lot of times someone will start a home-based business and they'll just kind of throw up all over their social media. Have you ever seen that, Chris? Where
never.
Like, never. You know, every single post and they're like, you know, buy this and ask me how and sign up today. And you know what I mean? And most right. of the time people are just going, what's going on? Why are they selling stuff on their Facebook? And you know, and it just kind of turns people off. And so we really teach our coaches to utilize social media in a way that's much more organic and natural. So, of course, if you are a health coach and health is part of your life, of course you'd post about it sometimes. But would every sure. post be about that? No.
No.
But that's part of you. You know, you're putting yourself out there, your life out there on Facebook. And one thing that I tell people is, you know, save the drama for your mama. So, you know, of course, sometimes the bad things will happen in your life. But if every day your posts are like, oh, my kids are so awful, and oh, just a stick of my neighbor's dog, and you know what I mean? You want to turn those people off, right, and hide yep. them from your newsfeed. So be interesting. Share your life. And we say use the 5-in-1 rule. So out of every 5 posts, have no more than 1 that would be somewhat related to your business. And try to have it not be an ask me how, sign up today type of a post. It would be more like, oh, here's this awesome Greek yogurt that I love. Or, oh, my gosh, one of my clients, that I got off the phone with him and his doctor took him off all his diabetes medication. How awesome is my job? You know what I mean? Like normal yeah. things you would post no matter what business that you would be in, but being very conscious and deliberate with your posts.
For sure. Well, you want to be always adding value and trying to serve people with it too. So it's not just, here, let me sell you. Let me try to help you. And you know what? Hey, I'm going to celebrate here. I hope you don't mind because I think it's freaking awesome. So,
right.
And so will they. I mean, I've noticed that too. The more you try to go away from just being a, someone who's just trying to pitch your stuff and sell your junk, you know, and just going
yep.
to someone who's being real, that loves life, that, you know, obviously you're going to be sharing the good, the bad, and the ugly, but, you know, hopefully the bad and the
right.
ugly is a minimal amount of that.
Exactly. So try not to seek out drama, basically. It's going to happen sometimes, but, you know.
It's called life. You know, there's enough drama already there. You don't have to add to it, right?
Exactly. People have enough of their own crazy. They don't need a double dose of yours.
Exactly. Now, Amber, knowing you, I know you're a big reader. I know you love books, audios, and all that kind of stuff. Because you know when we did our mastermind, I know you pull up all kinds of stuff, and as for recording half of my favorite stuff, you know, I was like, man, like, this is my soul sister here, you know? What are some of the best resources or like even books or audios or things like that or trainings that you've had that you think really shaped the way that you are today in your business?
Oh, wow. You should have given me that question before, Chris. There's so many that I love. When I first started in the doing a home-based business, my mentor gave me a lot of Jim Rohn books and audios. And so I always have a special place in my heart for Jim Rohn because I think that so much of what he says, I mean, applies not only to business, but just to life in general. So I love Jim Rohn, same wind blows on us all and the law of numbers and, oh boy, I could just go on and on.
I love one of my favorite quotes as a coach was when he said, we can't do your push-ups for you, or I can't do your push-ups for you, right? Like, you've got to do this with me. That's why I always balk at people and say, oh, it's done for you. No, it's not. Never. That kind of experience is ever totally done for you. There still has to be some effort on your part to be able to make it work, especially if you want real results.
That is so true. And anyone who, wants you to join their home-based business or whatever it may be, and they tell you that it doesn't take any work, then you should probably run from that.
That's right.
Because I can tell you that I've definitely put in a lot of work with Take Shape for Life, making a successful business happen, but it's flexible work. That's the beauty of home-based businesses. Not that you never work, but that it's very flexible with your life. So.
And there's got to be a lot of discipline with that too. Because, you might be able to control your hours. That doesn't mean you can just sit around and do nothing. You still have to plant those seeds.
Exactly. Yep. Let's see. What other books? I've been reading a lot of health books lately. Brain Over Binge was awesome, and it's really, I think, can be applied to more than just binge eating, but just how our brain works in general with our limbic system. And, limbic system wants to seek pleasure and avoid pain, and that can be applied to even your business. Some people want a life of ease, but they don't want to put in the work in order to get it, right?
Right.
Another book, let's see. I did a workshop with the Og Mandino group with Dave Blanchard.
Yeah, I know Dave.
And he's awesome. He's coming again to talk to our people in February. And now his book just like totally ran out of my head. It has like a plant on the front of it.
Are you talking about the newer one he just wrote?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It just ran out of my head. So
let me look around my office. I think I have it here.
Okay.
But I
love Change Anything.
Picture of a plant on there.
Uh huh. Yep. I love Change Anything. I love. Let's see. See, darn it! I should have wrote some stuff down before. But I'm definitely a voracious reader. I have my Kindle. I buy stuff on the Kindle all the time. Anything that someone recommends, I just go on there and grab it and, read that this weekend.
Now, Dave's book, is it Now Time Change Your Life? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Title. Yeah.
Yep.
Great guy, though. Awesome guy.
Yep. Oh, and I love Mike Dooley. Mike Dooley books. He has a couple. There's Infinite Possibilities, and then there's his other one. Mike Dooley. Those were awesome. He's been a speaker for us before, as well as Weldon Long has some really awesome books that I love.
Awesome. Great. Love it. Well, it's always plenty of great resources, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, Amber, thank you so much for your time. This has been a wealth of great information, and I love it. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way they can go about doing that?
So the best way is to go to my website, and that's healthcanbesimple.com. And there's just a form on there you can fill out, and that just goes to me. You're not, seling your email address down the rabbit hole or anything like that. But healthcanbesimple.com. And one thing I did want to mention real quick before the end is that we have health challenges that we do.
Right.
You know, once every couple of months. And our next health challenge is coming up, starts January 5th. And it's just a fun community. And to get in there and learn those habits of health, because everyone learns differently. I'm a reader. I love to read things. Other people like to watch a video or hear it on audio or just have that extra layer of accountability, that microenvironment of health that we talked about. And you just get points for fun things like drinking enough water or parking farther away or doing 10 deep breaths. And you're getting a daily reading and a weekly webinar, and it's really so much value just to help you to create those habits. So hopefully some people will go check that out for the upcoming health challenge in January at healthcanbesimple.com.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. I recommend everybody check that out. And those health challenges are great. I've actually done one of them, and it definitely pushed me when I knew I was in competition with other people because I wanted to win. I like to win.
Oh, yeah.
So those are great. So. Well, Amber, thank you so much for your time. This has been absolutely blessed, and we should probably have you back on here in the future too. So thank you so much. And everybody
yeah,
else,
thanks
thank
for
you,
having
thank
me.
You. Oh, you bet. So everybody else, thank you for being on as well. Be sure to keep tuning in. Be sure to keep growing. Just like Amber said here, it's about that growth. It's always stretching yourself. It's about improving and doing the things that you know need to be doing. So it's living those principles in your life, applying them, staying accountable to them, and that's when results show up. So anyways, guys, have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.